All right, well, we've got the Falcons this week. This is a really impressive team to watch and study. I think that Thomas Dimitroff and his staff done a tremendous job assembling a very high quality football team. They got a lot of outstanding players in every position. Good on the offensive line, good at quarterback, good at running back, good at tight end, good at receiver. Had good specialists in the kicking game, kickers, a returner, good on the defensive line, good linebacker, good corners, good safeties, strong in the kicking game. So they have a very talented roster, one that presents a lot of challenges for us, a lot of matchups, and they're very fast, very athletic. They play with a great tempo, so it's gonna be a big challenge for us this week. And obviously, well coached, fundamentally very sound in what they do. They're a tough team to compete against. So we're gonna have to do a lot of things right Sunday night, and that's what we'll prepare for this week.
Bill, somebody like Johnson, when he comes and transitions from not just doing mostly special teams but also doing defense, how important is it that he, is able to translate that tackling ability from, one unit to another?
Yeah, really important.
And is that sort of the main thing you're looking for when you're seeing somebody, make that transition, or what are some of the other factors that you're looking at?
I mean, everything. Players got to be prepared to do all the jobs that he's responsible for, whether that's in a primary position or a backup position. And again, we all know that situation can change very quickly in this game. So that's what a good professional player does, is he's prepared for all situations. If he's the backup or maybe even the third guy, I mean, sometimes that's what it comes to, just being ready to go. Whether it's offense or defense of special teams, or whether it's special teams to offense or defense, or into some situational grouping, dime or goal line or subgrouping or whatever it happens to be. So that's a player's job every week, is to be prepared for all the groupings and situations that he could be involved in.
What would you say the major differences are between Shanahan's system and Steve Sarkisian?
I just look at their offense this year. They're very, very well balanced. They run the ball. They've got two good backs that they seem very comfortable with. They want them in the game. They throw it at all three levels well. They have a lot of catch and run plays. They have intermediate routes, and they throw the ball deep. They get the ball to their tight ends, the receivers. Backs are involved in the passing game as well as the running game. So Coach Sarkisian has a very well-balanced offense that's explosive, can score from anywhere on the field in a number of different ways with a number of different players.
So schematically, things haven't changed too much for them?
Well, again, what we're focused on is the team that we're playing this weekend. I don't really care about, what some other coach did some other year. Like right now, we're getting ready for the Falcons, Coach Sarkisian's offense, Coach Manuel's defense, and Coach Armstrong special teams under the direction of Coach Quinn. That's who we play this week. That's who we're getting ready for. So, what somebody else did some other year, it's really not that relevant right now.
Bill, it seems like Matt Ryan does a pretty good job of getting rid of the ball quickly, but is he a threat to extend plays with his legs? And are there parts of this offense where maybe they design plays?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they have their boot plays to come off their outside runs. And, I don't think he's, a guy that's going to rush for, 150 yards, I don't think. But, he can certainly pick up key first downs in his ability to run. And he's a guy that can extend plays and has great accuracy and vision down the field to make big plays. So letting him out of the pocket to extend plays is not – I don't think that's really a good idea. But he's certainly capable of, running for first downs on third down.
How do you feel the speed
on your offense might match up with the speed on the Falcons' defense?
It's as fast a defense as we played, or I think we will play. They have great team speed. So they have speed on the defensive front, linebackers, and the secondary. They're a very fast team, explosive.
You see your offense progressing in terms of like last year, maybe as a faster offense, in terms of comparing how it might match up with this fast defense?
Well, I mean, look, their defense is what it is. I mean, the guys they put out there are the guys they put out there. So those are the ones we got to block. Those are the ones we got to throw against. Those are the ones we got to pass protect in the passing game. So that's what we'll do. We'll set up our, with the players and the scheme that we have, we'll set up the plays and the offense that we feel is best suited to go against, either what we anticipate from them or what they actually put out there.
Brandon Cooks has been here for about 6 months now. Just, what's it been like working with him and just seeing him, you know, sort of progress in this offense?
It's great. Yeah, it's great. Works hard, very diligent, tough, durable, smart guy that just will do whatever you ask him to do, you know, whatever you ask him to do. He wants to know exactly how you want it done. He tries to do it that way. It's a pleasure to coach.
Bill, just getting back to the topic of extended plays, maybe more in general, but it just seems like every week the quarterbacks that you guys are playing are relatively athletic. Does it seem like for you, maybe now more than ever, maybe you devote more time to working on scramble drills or things of that nature because, I don't know, our quarterbacks more athletic than they've ever been in your opinion?
I don't know. We'll look at the guys we play every week, and those are the guys we prepare for. So what those players' skills are, the type of plays they run, those are the plays that we practice on, and those are the players that we prepare for every week. So next week is next week, last week's last week, this week it's Matt Ryan and Coach Sarkisian's Atlanta offense. That's what it is we're preparing for. So all the elements that they bring, which are numerous, certainly not one thing you have to stop. You have to stop that. It's a long list. We work on all those. And they're all difficult. They make it hard on you. They do a good job. And so it's a big challenge for us.
How good of a player is he when you just take everything into account?
Yeah, he's an outstanding player. He's a great blocker. Strong after the catch. You know, he's made tremendous catches down the field. Again, he's taking short plays and turning them into big plays, break tackles, gain a lot of extra yards, make some tough first downs. He helps him in the running game too, blocking on the perimeter. So I mean, he's a complete player.
Is he the type of player you were maybe thinking about defending when you signed Stephon Gilmore?
Yeah, again, I think when you sign a player to your team, you bring a player on that you think can help your team throughout an entire season. I don't think you bring him in for one game or, you know, a handful of plays. I mean, I can look at it that way. I've got 1,000 plays, bring him in for one game. Try to do the best thing we can to help our team win.
So what's been your impression with James Devlin this season?
Really consistent, solid. He's done a good job for us in the kicking game and offensively in his roles. He performs his roles very well. Every day. You can count on him every day.
If something has worked for you offensively against a team in the past, will you try to go back to that and make the opposing team prove that they can beat it? Or is there a sense that maybe since that worked in the past against that team that they've keyed in on that? And we'll then try to stop it in the future.
Yeah, I mean, that's always an interesting game plan question. You have to make a decision on that. There's usually more than one game to look at, though. So unless you're the only team that runs a certain play, there's probably other plays to evaluate besides yours that have a similar, if not the exact same play, a similar concept to it, and maybe they made an adjustment to a concept, or maybe they haven't, and then probably make your decision on that. But yeah, you can usually get more than a couple looks at something that you want to get a look at, whatever it happens to be. It might not be the exact same thing, but you can usually get an idea of conceptually what they're trying to do and how you would want to formulate the play to take advantage of a weakness that you might have identified.
Let's take two more.
Is Malcolm Butler's competitiveness throughout a play something, a trait that you've seen since the beginning with him? Or
yeah. Something? Yeah, since the first rookie minicamp. Very competitive player, no matter what it is, practice, games, you know, trash ball in the locker room, whatever. He's a very competitive player.
Is that a quality that's almost like natural, I guess? Like you can work on it to an extent, but the ability to make plays like the one Offa made against Safarian Jenkins, is that just something that some guys have?
Yeah, like a lot of things, I think you can improve some traits, but there are a lot of traits that are inherently strong or inherently weak that the needle's only going to move so far. I think you can, you know, I always think you can improve it, and you can, if the player wants to improve it. If he doesn't want to do it, then you probably can't do it. But if he wants to do it and tries to do it, I think you can, you know, you can definitely have a swing how far, you know, that's dependent on a lot of things. But, you know, again, to take a slow player and make him fast, and to make a weak player and make him strong is, at this point, I think it's a pretty big swing. But can you improve? Yeah, sure.
Well, you mentioned on the call about this being a work in progress. Is there a point in the year where you would have expected the work to progress, and if it hasn't, you would say, okay, we got a problem here?
I mean, every week's a new challenge, so take the new challenge that comes every week. Okay. Thanks. Thank you.